This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Siemens, one of Germany's largest companies, is offering apprenticeships to refugees. It's one of a growing number of employers who think asylum seekers are vital to Germany's economic future. But as the BBC's Berlin correspondent Jenny Hill reports, not everyone's convinced.
Their faces are bright under the stark factory lighting, and the young men watch closely as their tutor demonstrates a piece of machinery. These are the engineers of tomorrow and the future of German industry. But they're not enough. Germany's population is aging fast. Soon, young, skilled workers will be hard to find. Which is why Siemens has employed a thin, dark-eyed young man. Ali is absorbed in his task, filing down a large chunk of metal. He doesn't want to talk about why he had to leave Iraq, but ask him about the apprenticeship he's just landed here, and his face lights up.
Well, now I can plan for the future. I can see myself in 10 years' time. What am I doing? What will my job be? Will I have a family? These are really important things for me, which should be available to everyone.
Ali still doesn't know whether he'll be granted asylum in Germany. But as the training officer, Lars Wissmann, says, for Siemens, it's a risk worth taking.
We believe refugees have a special quality, like the people we already take on from disadvantaged or migrant backgrounds. If you give them a chance and help them to develop, then they really fly. They're much more highly motivated than your average applicant.
But what about small businesses? In Germany, they're known as Mittelstand, and they matter. Often described as the backbone of the German economy, they employ two-thirds of the national workforce. This one near Chemnitz is typical.
Coming into this workshop is a little bit like stepping into Santa's grotto. All year round, they make wooden Christmas decorations. They use mainly pine and maple, and it smells lovely.
Peggy Curler runs the business with her husband. The young people today, she says, don't really do craft work as much. Their motor skills are not as well developed. They're not motivated to become artisans. Would she employ refugees, I ask? Among them, there will be qualified woodworkers, she replies. And I could imagine employing one of them. But doing so involves red tape and investment, and there's no guarantee they'll be allowed to stay in Germany. As the Siemens apprentices learn their craft, the German government is still grappling with its asylum policy. There's still bitter disagreement at the highest level over how to manage the vast number of people who've arrived in the country, let alone how to integrate them into the German labour market. And for many in the business community, it's an opportunity lost.
That was the BBC's Berlin correspondent, Jenny Hill.